Oh, it's such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
I meant those blackout motorized shades.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. I installed these and then got some from my mom. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Hall of Fame son.
They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Blinds.com is the GOAT.
Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide and free professional installation. Rules and restrictions apply.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times?
You're playing the lute.
Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
So Sports Junkies, Toby Altizer, Doc Walker sitting in for the guys. Before the sun rises for the second day of 2026. Doc, what's going on?
It's all good, man. Sandman takes me back to my days covering tech with Vic.
Oh.
And being there and feeling that the most amazing pregame that I've ever been a part of. And every time I listen to the Junks, man, it's the greatest open going.
You can't beat it. I've been down to Tech twice now, working with them the last couple of years, yeah, and getting to see that atmosphere go crazy, even in forgettable seasons for the Hokies last couple of years. That environment, every time they start playing Enter Sandman, everybody starts jumping.
Yeah, it's, I mean, what's next? I mean, you think about it around the country, having covered college football for a minute and just the atmosphere and what it generated, and to have had him at that time, who was the most electric human being in college football, it just all worked together, man. The Beamer ball, it was just crazy. Now wait till you see what's coming up now.
Yeah.
Franklin, he's a beast.
I'm excited to see what they can do with James Franklin. I'm excited to see the future of Hokies football. I want to talk about college football. We'll get to that in just a second. Coming up later today, we'll get into the Commanders about 8 o'clock. I want to talk about this game in particular, going into Week 18, final game of the season. I've come up with some stuff that you can be watching for. We'll get your thoughts as well if you want to hop in at that point. I want to talk about confidence level for this team to maybe get back to the playoffs as early as next season. And also want to talk about the pass rush. Doc, you've been all over this basically.
What pass rush?
Exactly.
Oh, you mean... You want to talk about what you'd like to hope they could create.
Okay. How can you fix this pass rush going into next year? And sometimes we oversimplify things. Sometimes we overcomplicate things. Mm-hmm. I'm curious if maybe it's maybe a little overcomplicated trying to fix the defense. Maybe it's just as simple as get a pass rush and it makes everything a lot better. So we'll talk about that coming up a little bit later as well. Denton Day is going to be hosting on Team 980 following us here. He's going to drop by the studio at 9:30. We'll get his thoughts. I mean, he had to be fired up watching those college games last night. That's what we'll start. Doc, 3 games yesterday. Mm-hmm. The first 2 weren't overly competitive, but I think if you're a fan of this football team that we cover, the Commanders, there were some things that were notable that you could pay attention to. Oregon beat Texas Tech 23-0, but Texas Tech had an edge rusher, David Bailey,
that's all
had
I was
a
watching.
Game And you might need to be getting used to that name. Because even though we were talking about Caleb Downs, we talked about some of the guys for Ohio State and Miami, this dude has a real chance to be in burgundy and gold as well.
Like yourself, I'm cheating. I'm watching games like I'm a GM, thinking, how does he fit into burgundy and gold? That's all I cared about. I was watching you, safety. You tagged him. They're just good players. I didn't get a chance to conclude my age one over what my heart, because I wanted to see the conclusion of the Dogs, Georgia.
Oh, what a game.
My goodness. Yeah, I can't wait for you to break that down, because I had to bail on it. But it really shouldn't surprise me. There's just certain people, certain coaches that get in certain big games and they just come up short over and over and over. And then there's others that don't. And I don't care. Now, there's no excuses at Georgia. What do you not have?
Yeah.
What do you need? You get everything. And then how ironic that Ole Miss coach, you know, leaves on you. You got half your staff is committed somewhere else. And Ole Miss is going, what about us? And they go out and get it done. It's the greatest thing possible. That, and then you go, wait, what do you mean greatest? Cincinnati. Then you got Indiana. So it's a storybook situation going on. And I just love it, man, because for the kids, and I hate to call them kids, not as much money as they make. But and then there's a portal, which is going to blow all this out and over. Once the game's in, then the real game starts.
This Ole Miss situation is one of the wildest that I've ever seen. And for them to win last night, overcoming so many different things, was absolutely incredible. I want to talk about their quarterback, Trinidad Chambliss, because maybe we haven't talked enough about this guy as a potential draft prospect. And obviously this team that we cover here is not interested in the quarterback position. But he's someone that, if he continues to play the way that he did, is going to be the bell of the ball coming out. He won't be the number one quarterback, I wouldn't think. But regardless, the way he played last night was spectacular. But listen to this, Doc. We know the Lane Kiffin stuff. So he's gone. He's tweeting about Ole Miss last night. People are like, man, I want to win. I hope they win so they can say screw you to Lane Kiffin, all this stuff. You know, the typical Lane Kiffin stuff.
Yeah.
But seven LSU assistants, seven people that are going to be on Lane Kiffin's staff for the Tigers next year in Baton Rouge, are coaching at Ole Miss to finish this year.
Good for them.
And they're coaching against Georgia in the Sugar Bowl last night. They're going on next week to take on they'll be coaching in the Fiesta Bowl against Miami. Seven.
Good
their player. Offensive coordinator and quarterback coach, Charlie Weiss Jr., Joe Cox, their co-offensive coordinator and tight end coach, George McDonald, their wide receiver coach, James Craig, their offensive line assistant, Billy Glasscock is their general manager, Thaddeus Rivers, their director of football ops, and Nick Savage, their S&C coach. All of those guys are going to be with Lane Kiffin next year.
So how do you deal with the portal?
That's what I'm saying. I don't understand how any of this works, and yet they're going to go out there and win football games. It's a testament to them, because you got to know inside that building too, Doc. There's probably some internal, like, hey, heck of a year this year at Ole Miss. You want to follow me to LSU next year?
Why wouldn't it be? And it's going to happen necessarily, not if it's not the starters, the backups, the babies.
Yes.
They're going to be plotting, and then there's the – and you think of Ole Miss, you guys built something. It's special. And these kids – but it's all about money now. I was about to think back to the old days. It doesn't matter. It's about how much can I get.
Yeah.
Well, so really, I got to readjust my thinking.
Even last night, Doc, it was just funny. I'm crazy. So I understood I was doing the junks this morning. I couldn't go to bed. I had to watch the game.
I couldn't.
I had to watch some post-game coverage. Well, I wanted to hear what the guys were saying.
Yeah.
I don't know how I did it. Frankly, if I fall asleep, if I'm not off by 8 o'clock today,
I got you.
I might need a segment or two.
I got you.
But their head coach was on with SVP after the game. Mm-hmm. And great dude, someone that's easy to root for.
Mm-hmm.
But talking about, you know, hey, what's the motivation and these things? And he goes, yeah, you know, guys that weren't playing for us earlier in the year, they're getting an opportunity to go out there, and guys that have improved. And, you know, when you have to step up, it's improving yourself, obviously, to win, but also, you know, helps you in your contract. I was like, whoa, what?
Contracts.
This is college still, Doc. We're talking about college.
And they're not going to fix it.
And
they should fix it.
He's throwing out the word contracts.
Well, He did the right thing.
He's wrong. He's not wrong.
But the big boys up top, these nitwits that run the NCAA, they got to fix it.
Yes.
They're incapable of fixing it. To get these dates right, man, there's no way as a coach you should be put in this situation. Because you want to be for the kids. And then they've got, we haven't even discussed, the kids aren't making these decisions. The parents of the kids are making the decisions to say, go get the cash. I ain't mad at them. But this is chaotic, man. This is, it's going to break up a lot, or it's going to, we're going to discover that maybe they are ready to go this way and there's nothing that can stop it.
Yeah, it's a disaster. They're going to have to fix how all this goes down. But that game in particular last night was an absolute classic. Now, you could have saved about 10 minutes at the end of the game if they didn't have all the craziness. Mm-hmm. Did you see what happened at the end of this game?
If it wasn't in behind my eyelids, I didn't see any of it.
All right, so let me try to give you
a rundown. So you're a spring chicken. I'm a senior citizen.
Let me try to give you a rundown.
I'm not supposed to be going to bed at 8:30, 9:30, getting up at 4 or 5 in the morning.
Let me try to give you a rundown of what happened. So Georgia scores to tie the game up, which there's a question here whether Kirby Smart made the right decision. He made a couple of decisions last night that you could question. He opted to go for it. I'm trying to remember, but he was like at his own 30.
Mm-hmm.
He went for it, got stopped. Ole Miss ends up coming away, I believe, with a touchdown on that play. They did run a fake punt later on in the game that worked, that was genius and looked beautiful.
I just saw that.
But it was third down, third and goal, with 59 seconds left, no timeouts left for Ole Miss. And they opted to throw a pass to try to score from the six. You can't blame them on that decision, but at the same time, if they run the football there, they're either running it in from the six-yard line and winning the ball game, or they run the clock out and kick the field goal with, you know, 15 seconds left. So you could make the argument that was the wrong decision. They throw an incomplete pass, great coverage by Ole Miss. So Ole Miss gets the football back. Third down, Trinidad Chambliss finds Dazon Stribling for 40 yards to get into field goal range. They waste some time. They kick the field goal with 6 seconds left, Doc. So 6 seconds left on the clock. They kick off. Georgia opts to take it out, and they're going to try some miracle play. They tried to kick it out of the back of the end zone. I mean, he caught it almost on the end line, Doc. So he brings it out. He brings it out from the right side, immediately gets to the 5-yard line, turns, and just whips the ball to the left side around the goal line, around the two. And the ball isn't completed to his intended target over there. The ball just bounds around and ends up going out of bounds, hitting the pylon for a safety. Now, this is where all chaos broke loose. So everyone assumes the game's over because it's hit triple zeros. So here comes the stage. Here comes both teams onto the field, all this stuff. And the referees are like, hold on, hold on, hold on. Everybody's already celebrating. Everybody's going nuts. I think there was already some confetti on the field. They say, hold on, there's a second left on the clock. So it's a safety. So Georgia has to kick off. You assume, okay, whatever. They're going to kick off. The announcers are like, just don't even touch the football. Georgia can recover the onside kick. Time will run out because there's 1 second left. 1 second. And I think if you would have had an NBA clock, it would have been 0.5 seconds, Doc. Like, there was next to no time. Well, they kick it off. Ole Miss just lets them recover it. But, according to the rules official, if a Georgia player recovers the onside kick while he is on the turf with a knee down, no time comes off. And so their head coach for Ole Miss had come onto the field. They had already dumped the Gatorade on him, everything. He's like, whoa, why didn't the time come off? And so now they're reviewing it and having to talk. They get 1 second and get the ball back. Now, Georgia ends up trying to run the lateral play, and it never really works out. But my gosh, Doc, this game could have been over 10 minutes earlier.
Yeah.
We could have saved all this drama.
I'd have lost an hour and a half of sleep.
Oh my gosh, this extra stuff.
How'd you go to sleep after that?
It was so frustrating because it was a ridiculous end to an epic game. But if you haven't had a chance, you got to watch Trinidad Chambliss and his highlights from last night. The quarterback for Ole Miss.
Oh, yeah, he's silly.
He had a couple of plays in that second half, Doc, that looked like Johnny Manziel, looked like take your pick of quarterback that's just running around for his life making plays. There was a second down play where there was nothing. He's rolling to his left. Here comes the pass rush. And he just shovel pass, flips it to his running back, who gets there. And then on third down, there's nothing either. He's circling back 25 yards behind the line of scrimmage, comes back up, dumps it off to his running back again, who picks up the first down.
Brock Purdy, these kids are watching, man.
Oh, yeah. It's unbelievable.
Yeah.
And to see what he was able to do was incredible. We'll see if he can replicate it once again, but he's been spectacular this season. Cool story for him coming from Ferris State to now being a star on the college football playoff. He's been advocating to get another year of eligibility, so we'll see what happens there. If he doesn't get it, though, he's going to be an interesting NFL draft prospect. But heck of a game last night. I feel bad. And if you're listening to us right now, chances are you didn't get to finish that game last night. Go back and try and find a way to watch it. At least the fourth quarter of that game.
But why do you feel bad? You said that you feel bad. Why do you feel bad?
What do you mean?
You said Georgia. I thought you said you felt bad for Georgia.
No, I don't feel bad.
Oh, okay. Please,
no, I'm saying I feel bad if you didn't get to watch the game.
Oh, yeah, I got it. Yeah, I thought you said Georgia. You got to be kidding me.
No. I don't feel bad for Georgia.
Battle of riches, and as cocky as they were, arrogant as they play, then it shows Ole Miss. When it comes down to me, I couldn't help but keep thinking about the decisions that were made, and how do you, Kiffin, settle with yourself? You built this monster that went in and it ate Godzilla, and you're not a part of it.
I know.
It's not like you don't need the money.
Well, he cashed another check last night, by the way.
$500,000.
$500,000 for that win.
Yeah, but it's about building. It's about what he had that made his own. But he's done this the whole way. It's fair play. We'll see what happens. It's just like when Kelly left Notre Dame. Let's see what happens.
Yeah.
Because there's no guarantees now.
Yeah, I'm rooting for Ole Miss. I really like watching them, and it was really cool. On the other side of that game, Georgia, like you talked about, their quarterback, Gunnar Stockton, I think there's maybe one other quarterback in college football that you can think has that type of toughness. If you watch Georgia Tech all year,
yes.
Haynes King,
yes.
He seemingly was always banged up, and he's running for 150 yards and throwing for 250. That guy is the only dude I've seen that has that level of toughness that Gunnar Stockton showed last night. Throwing the football,
different.
Getting blasted.
Yeah, he's different.
I mean, I saw somebody tweet, he plays the quarterback position like Cam Scadaboo plays the running back position.
Yeah, that's good. That's a good analogy. Yeah, that's good.
And I don't know how good he is, but the toughness that he showed last night, it was a heck of a football game. Like I said, if you didn't get a chance to watch it or didn't get a chance to finish it, I would go back and watch it. I think the big story of yesterday, though, other than the thriller there, was if anyone was still doubting the number one team in the nation.
Oh, they'll still be doubting them.
Quit doubting them.
Yeah.
38-3, Indiana just obliterates Alabama.
Yeah, and they're so... I love hearing how people talk about aggressiveness. Miami, in the U, to me, it was that only paled to Miami. Miami in a statement that to hell with the past, we are now the future doing it this way. And then living up to it, because they have a lot of pressure from their alums, but it's about defense, man. People flying to the ball, making plays, and these young corners. And Oregon, who's so gifted and filthy rich. And they got that kid playing corners. When you see freshmen making plays, dominating games, and you think about the cornerback play that we experience on a professional level, that's going to be a very rich man. There's a lot of them kids coming out now.
Oh, yeah.
Because they throw the ball so much. And we're so used to the favorites and seeing Nick. And I wonder what Nick Saban thinks when he's looking at all this.
Well, he's got to be so frustrated.
Be miserable.
It's one thing if you lose a football game, Doc. Mm-hmm. It happens. Sometimes the other team is just better. It happens, right? And I don't think there's any denying that the Indiana Hoosiers this year are the better football team than Alabama.
Yeah.
It's the stark difference in this Alabama team under DeBoer versus what you saw under Saban for years.
And why?
They lack physicality.
They won't run the ball.
They lack the details. Last night, this was the rushing totals for the game. 23 yards for Alabama, 215 for the Hoosiers. 215. They were outgained total yardage in the game, 407 to 193.
But when's the last time you watched Alabama without a running game?
This year. I mean, that's it.
That's what I'm saying. I mean, so can you say, well, it's the times. No, it's not the times. It's the coordinators. It's the guys that don't believe in it. Alabama's all about physicality. That's their whole mantra. And we're Alabama. No, you're not. Because you get some genius that figures he can outthink the system and throwing. And they get what they deserve.
It's just the little things, though. Like, obviously, that's a major thing where you don't play with a physical brand of football. But I'm watching the game last night, and there was a kickoff that they brought out of the end zone, and they get tackled at, like, the 12. In college, if you fair catch it anywhere inside the 25, you get the ball to 25.
Mm-hmm.
Those are the little things that Nick Saban would not stand for. Giving up 13 yards of field position because you have too much of an ego, you got to return it. Those sorts of things didn't happen under Nick Saban, and they're happening under Kalen DeBoer, and I think he's a good coach. You saw what he did at Washington.
Oh, no, he's damn good.
But I don't know if he fits with what's going on down there in Tuscaloosa.
Well, he won't be there long.
No, if this keeps up, I mean, he better be renting, not...
The most fun for me is watching the faces of the defeated.
Oh.
They feel like mightier than thou. How dare Indiana do... I'm watching the fan base. They've been spoiled rotten. And now this turnabout, and then Cignetti ensuring you what JMU produced, what we already knew here locally. This dude is special.
Oh, so good.
But he's also going up against a weak field, too. Because a lot of these guys that are in coaching right now just aren't worth a damn. They just got positions because of friendships. And they're not good teachers. And the results, just look at the results.
Yeah.
How can you tell me you're not good? You got all the 4 and 5 stars in the world. So do you not have good schemes?
Mm-hmm.
No, you don't have good staffs. What Nick had a staff. Look at all the people who work for Nick that now are head coaches.
All 4 of the coaches that are left as the head coaches in the college football semifinals worked under Nick Saban.
There you go. Make my point. It's a garbage field of buddies and friends, and they cannot develop talent because they don't understand how to communicate or teach, and their schemes suck. And it's amazing. And now you see it up close in person. How can they not? Because the people in the room. How can Cignetti flip it? Because of the people in the room.
I want to talk about Coach Sig, because this turnaround that you've seen from the Indiana Hoosiers is one of the greatest, maybe ever, that we've seen, especially in college football.
Mm-hmm.
For a program that hadn't won a bowl game since 1991, one of the losingest programs of all time, to be the lone undefeated team left, and I don't see anyone stopping them. And they got a Heisman Trophy winning quarterback. Mm-hmm. They annihilated the Crimson Tide to win the Rose Bowl 38-3. How impressive has Coach Sig been? I want to talk about Coach Sig, the Indiana Hoosiers, and that turnaround next. You're listening to the Sports Junkies with Toby Altizer and Doc Walker filling in on January 2nd. Happy New Year, everybody.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
You know how everything's a subscription now? Music, movies, even socks. I swear if I...
To continue this ad, please upgrade to Premium Plus Platinum.
What? No, anyway, Blue Apron...
This is a pay-per-listen ad. Please confirm your billing.
Oh, that's annoying. At least with the new Blue Apron, there's no subscription needed. Get delicious meals delivered without the weekly plan.
Wait, no subscription?
Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first 2 orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Own a small biz and need a reliable way to reach new customers? Try TikTok for Business.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today with TikTok for Business. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Oh, it's such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
I meant those blackout motorized shades.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. I installed these and then got some from my mom. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Hall of Fame son.
They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Blinds.com is the GOAT.
Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide and free professional installation. Rules and restrictions apply.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
To Sports Junkies, 106.7 The Fan, Team 980. Toby Altizer and Doc Walker sitting in for the guys today. They'll be back on Monday. Yesterday, Rose Bowl. Indiana Hoosiers rolled over the Alabama Crimson Tide 38-3. Coach Cignetti with another impressive win in his cap. And to see the turnaround that they've had, and not just to beat Alabama, but to just absolutely eviscerate Alabama and embarrass them in so many ways. I don't understand how at this point, after the two seasons that he's had in Indiana, that you could still doubt the Hoosiers. I'm sure there still are people out there that question it. But if you had any doubts left, which I don't know why you did, they have to be gone now. They just have to be. I don't understand how you could continue to doubt this team.
People, Coach Sig gets uniform, it. Man. People, we're creatures of habit. They're going to have to win the national championship and then come back, go back to back. It's just too much hoops in your mind when you think about it, and you're not paying attention to James Madison. They won after he left, and he took a hell of a lot of the talent with him. That's his impact. That's having influence into a program.
That's building.
It's the thing I thought that Beamer, when once Beamer left, I thought his impact would resonate through. I was shocked that they fell off the ledge the way they did because of that impact and how he built it. And having covered that, those teams, and understood why Frank Beamer was so successful, it's those principles. It's rare, man. You don't get a lot of people like that. And to try to duplicate it, if you don't have his core value system, and now you got to deal with NIL. Can you imagine how difficult it is now to keep a 17-year-old, 18-year-old's attention, and he's got a fat bank account?
Mm-hmm.
It's a whole different system now. And that's why Cignetti, I haven't seen him smile yet. You know, that's the beauty of it. He's not trying to be the good humor man. Not a Hallmark guy.
No, he's a throwback coach.
Absolutely.
He's exactly what Nick Saban left college football, and now you've got the next guy like that.
That's right.
Because he's not trying to be your best friend.
Mm-mm.
He'll be friendly with you, but he's not trying
to
be
your best friend. He's not a jackass, but he makes it very clear that you're not going to pull any of his superpowers away. He's not here to entertain you.
Yeah.
He's in here to work with his kids.
And I love watching them because they don't have the five stars like other teams do. They've got the most out of their players, though. They play a brand of football that is a winning brand of football at any level. I saw a tweet from a guy from Barstool yesterday. Brandon Walker said, "Indiana boggles the mind. They're basically the most perfectly coached team in college football history. They make every single correct play." That's it. I saw comps of them saying that they're the guys that have played together for years at the rec league that show up, and you can't beat them. You got more talent, but they just make every correct play. They understand how to play with each other. That's exactly
they
what
defend.
They are.
You know, when you're centers from Notre Dame, and the story is about you get a guy to convince as he leaves an historic program, touchdown Jesus, the Golden Dome, everything, and he goes to Indiana football, and they're proud of it. We need things like this, especially in this NIL era. And what'll be more fascinating is what happens now that the ball is dropped and NIL breakout. I'm almost more curious about the NIL, where people are going, than I am the next game. Because it's going to be interesting that you allow people to flee programs and go join programs. I want to see who goes to Indiana. That's really important to see who's attracted to that. Because it's like you're not going somewhere to hang out in the sun and sunbathe. You're going to work. And I want to see how many people reach out to that.
Yeah, I just love the way that he approaches things. And I forget the exact question that he was asked in the postgame interview on the field. And I was like, how did you get the guys to play and buy in? He goes, I mean, why shouldn't we? Is it because of our name, Indiana? That's it. Like, he's like, so what? We'll change that. I love the confidence that he exudes because you can see it in his players. Regardless of if you know Elijah Surratt's name, who, by the way, I think is an interesting draft prospect for Washington, one of the big wide receivers that they have. Like, whether you know any of these, Roman Hemby, the former Terp, whether you know any of those guys, most people that watch football, college football all year, could name you two people associated with the Indiana program.
Mm-hmm.
That's it. They could name you their quarterback, Fernando Mendoza, won the Heisman, and they could name you Kurt Cignetti. Mm-hmm. And yet, that defense is incredible. They ran for 200 yards against the Tide yesterday. They're just a great football team. The great team. Emphasis on that. And you don't see that as much. You see great players all the time. But you don't always see a team that gets the most out of all their guys. You see that every time Indiana takes the field.
The one thing that Clemson tried to do, it was steamrolled. Because the cash wins. At some places, in most places, but not all. I was kind of pulling for Texas Tech in the fact that when you're under the umbrella of the Longhorns, and yet they don't give a crap, so how do you build it? Very simple. People don't. I know they get tired of hearing it. What works? Defense, ball control, and physical toughness. When you saw Miami after the game, what did they talk about? Fist fight, tight, tough, and defense. And we're going to run the ball.
Mm-hmm.
So to hear Alabama can't run, I'm thinking, what?
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, that's your own fault.
Yeah, and they don't do their quarterback any favors at Alabama. Because Ty Simpson was someone that he's been at Alabama for a little bit, hadn't had the chance to start, finally gets his opportunity. And how unfortunate to be the quarterback at Alabama that one of the first times ever that they'd have any run game.
No run game.
It's one thing if you don't have an effective run game and you can't go to it. They have no run game, Doc.
No. How does that happen when you recruit 4 and 5 star running backs, 4 and 5 star offensive linemen? That's the thing about Nick. What was the beauty of it? It's like having played for Coach Vermeil. Cignetti reminds me of Coach Vermeil. When you come into a program and you have to establish the work ethic and the grind. You don't hear anybody talking about the country club atmosphere at Indiana. It's impossible to have that.
Yeah.
Now look at the mighty Ohio State Buckeyes, not a Georgia Bulldog. What are you seeing? That doesn't matter. What matters is that your interior toughness and your commitment to the line of scrimmage, winning the battles on the line of scrimmage. So how do you lose if you got all these big physical people that you're eating 4 and 5 porterhouse steaks a day? What's the deal? It's on you. It's your concepts. You get lulled to sleep with the wide outs. I'm going to get him. We're going to run the bubble screen. We're going to do all that. It's not going to get you where you want to go. And it's happening over and over and over again. If they can somehow fix this portal deal, which I think is an injustice to coaches, they got to fix it. But who's going to do it? The NCAA, I mean, it's just really, I've never seen anything so ridiculous that's so profitable.
Oh. It's insane. But to your point about running the football, it looks like, if I'm looking at the box score correctly, there were 8 carries from Alabama running backs yesterday. 8. 8 carries for 15 yards.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the problem. Can you blame their offensive coordinator for not running the football when they can't? But they literally couldn't. They just cannot run the football.
So what are they doing in practice that Nick was doing? What are they not doing?
Well, I can say they lack the physicality.
There you go. It's the mindset. It's mental. It's not physical. It's mental.
Yeah, and that's the stuff that, you know, you can live with your team losing, I feel like. Mm-hmm. Obviously, in Alabama, that level is not acceptable. But it's one thing when you just get physically dominated for 60 minutes. Like, if you just go out there and you were just getting manhandled for 60 minutes, that, to me, is unacceptable. And that's where, under Kalen DeBoer with Alabama, they have been spanked in big-time moments far too often in 2 years.
Yeah, not good for his resume. Hell of a coach, what he did at Washington.
But that was a finesse team, right?
They had
a nice running back while they were there. But think about, his best team was built on Michael Penix throwing the ball down the field to Rome Odunze, throwing the ball to Jalen McMillan. Yeah. Like, they were fun to watch because they were airing it out. They weren't pounding it. Even though they had a big back, they weren't pounding it like they needed to. And that works on in the Pac-12 back then. Mm-hmm. That don't work in the SEC.
Mm-hmm. Well, I mean, it's the proof's in the pudding. I don't even waste my time trying to explain it to people that don't have the experience to understand it, because it'll come up in the end.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's just, I'm just,
well, and Coach
just Sig, watch.
Coach Sig's talking after the game, like, this is what we used to do at Alabama. We're trying to break their will, run the football. And they did. I think you saw that as the game wore on. The Crimson Tide were like, screw this.
I mean, yeah.
And it's disappointing. Two things off of this I want to talk about, Doc.
Mm-hmm.
Let's start with Fernando Mendoza with Indiana. it's a different year.
How do you think Cal feels?
Well, they got to feel wild.
Yeah, Heisman that shows you winner. Their football IQ is zero.
Well, and by the way, you got to give credit again to Coach Sig in Indiana. They have the Heisman Trophy winner, and they didn't ask him to say, well, we got to change things up. We got the Heisman Trophy winner. Yesterday's stats, 14-16, buck 92, 3 touchdowns, no picks. That's staying within yourself, understanding what your principles are, running the ball 50 times for 215 yards. Sticking
he's
to what
a part
you
of
do.
That, too.
He is.
His legs are underrated.
And what I like about him is he's not trying to do too much. He didn't get the Heisman Trophy and think, oh, man, I got to prove that I'm the Heisman Trophy. He said, no, I'm going to stay within myself. Once they settled into that game, he's tough as can be, taking sacks early, and then got right back into it. You've watched the Big Ten Championship game. First play of the game, he got blasted. Mm-hmm. You thought, uh-oh, he might be out for the rest of the game. Comes back in, has a spectacular game. Mendoza, to me, he's not your traditional Heisman winner with the gaudy stats. There's a good chance he's the number one overall pick. He's not your traditional number one overall pick. But if the Raiders end up taking him, I think you like him because – I bet you Brady, being on that ownership group, kind of looks and sees a little bit of that same style of quarterback that he is, a little bit more of a chance to move, but someone that processes the game at a high level and is able to win from the pocket, a little bit of a throwback in a lot of ways.
Well, let's see who the Raiders head coach is. Let's see who is Brady really runs. Because I'm reluctant when people start throwing people's names around that are part-time. You know, I don't believe that he's that involved. Because how could he be? He's doing games all over the world.
Yeah.
That's not who I want. I want my guys in 24/7, eat, sleep, and drink to get me going. He's a celebrity. And people throw that thing around him, and I don't buy into that. But they better get somebody that understands football. And because they're a disaster. That was embarrassing. For people that grew up with the silver and black. I mean, come on. But it's been a clown show for a minute. And we'll find out. Because he would settle that program down. Him in Vegas makes sense because he will get caught up with Vegas.
Want to wrap up our discussion on the college football playoff. We'll talk again with Denton Day coming up at 9:30 about the college football playoff a little bit more. But there's a talking point off of watching yesterday's game that I want to get into about how many people were talking about the quality of matchups and, oh, James Madison shouldn't be in and Tulane. Well, maybe Alabama shouldn't have been in if we're going to do that. I want to talk about that next. How much should this really matter about ratings
that.
And quality games? There's still blowouts because this is the college football playoff and it happens. The cream rises to the top. And I think we saw teams yesterday, they're just better sometimes. It just happens. You're not always guaranteed a good game. We'll talk about that next here on the Sports Junkies and 106.7 The Fan.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews all on the app. Download today.
You know how everything's a subscription now? Music, movies, even socks. I swear if I...
To continue this ad, please upgrade to Premium Plus Platinum.
What? No, anyway, Blue Apron...
This is a pay-per-listen ad. Please confirm your billing.
Oh, that's annoying. At least with the new Blue Apron, there's no subscription needed. Get delicious meals delivered without the weekly plan.
Wait, no subscription?
Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Looking for a new way to grow your business? With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising on TikTok, now's the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/tiktokads, and grow your business fast.
Oh, it's such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
I meant those blackout motorized shades.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. I installed these and then got some from my mom. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Hall of Fame son.
They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Blinds.com is the GOAT.
Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide and free professional installation. Rules and restrictions apply.
DSW's semi-annual sale is back. Take 50% off all clearance shoes in stores for a limited time. Literally every single clearance item at your designer shoe warehouse store is on sale right now. Sneakers, boots, dress shoes, if they're on the clearance racks, they're 50% off. So what are you waiting for? Don't sleep on these savings. Get to DSW ASAP. It's haul or nothing, people. Shop the DSW semi-annual sale today.
Sports Junkies, 106.7 The Fan, Team 980. Toby Altizer, Doc Walker sitting in for the guys today on January 2nd. Doc, I'm hoping... this is blind hope from me because I already know
how, you can do it.
How this stuff works. But after watching the games yesterday, can we stop with these discussions about, oh, well, group of fives don't belong in because the games are uncompetitive and... it's not fun to watch, and all I care about is the TV ratings and it being competitive because I just want to be able to sit on the couch. Well, Oregon and James Madison was more competitive than Oregon and Texas Tech yesterday. There have been plenty of games that were more fun to watch in terms of being close and competitive than Indiana and Alabama yesterday, and no one's Amen. Arguing that Alabama didn't deserve, maybe they didn't deserve to be in the playoff, but they beat Oklahoma, so they deserve to be where they were once they got in.
That was real.
Doc, it happens. Yeah. Like, this is part of football. Like, college football playoff before, when it was just four teams, I'd done some research on it and calculated it out. The average of the three games, one of the three would finish within two scores. So why were we so worried about, oh, well, it's got to be the best matchup when Florida State got screwed years ago because they were undefeated, but it might not make compelling television.
Yeah, right.
I don't care about that. Put the teams that deserve to be in. They deserve to be there. That's the beauty of sports, right? USA didn't have a chance to beat the Soviets in the 80s, right?
Mm-hmm.
They didn't have a chance there.
Miracle-wise, yeah.
The 7-seed or 6-seed Giants didn't have a chance to beat the undefeated New England Patriots, right? Like, that's the beauty of sports.
But we want to manipulate everything. We want to control everything. And you just can't. And that's why, you know, Boise State and their run, teams have runs. And now with NIL, it's just the equalizer. It really is the difference. Because without NIL and this movement and this cash being thrown around, it would be more traditional. It just would. This is the best thing that's ever happened. I mean, I missed that closing last night, and I'll go back because I want to watch it and see it and imagine it in real time about the Bulldogs. But the last time the Bulldogs come up short, I mean, because for me, what's their excuse? What don't you have that you need?
They don't. No, there is no
and everything,
excuse.
And it's still not enough. That's great for the game. The fact that this lunatic has, you know, has left. One school, Ole Miss, for he's left. That's who he is. He bounces around, but it never seems to work out. And that's the good thing about it, because talent sometimes is overrated. They always win games.
Yeah.
She's going to be a champion.
Probably not.
Yeah, I agree. I agree. So it was, and that's the beauty of it. I mean, I think this is these presidents and people get in it, and I understand they're making money and, you know, you go do the right thing, but you cannot change the fact that either you have the ability to inspire these young people to go way beyond the bounds or you don't. This is a messy situation right now that Kiffin has created, and this happy ending thing could be the story of the year.
One of the things that I like is the teams that are left in this college football playoff have a distinct brand and have coaches that are more throwback than modern buddy-buddy, right?
Mm-hmm.
Mario Cristobal is not buddy-buddy at Miami.
Thug.
He wants to run the football, wants to beat you up physically, and that's how they're going to win football.
That's the first thing that comes out of his mouth.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They want to play violent football.
Violence, yeah. We heard that here. See, that's the other thing about it, too. Because of the era that we're in now with all the ways to social media and everything going out, you can talk violent. And it'll get you replayed a lot. But eventually, whatever you say has to be duplicated by the people on the field.
Yeah, I mean, if you want to listen to Joe Witt's presser.
Oh, when I love
he's talking about arrive violently.
Arrive, man.
All that stuff.
But they do. They talk a great game. I mean, they might be. We should probably have our own little championship or pairings and seedings for that. Because if it was just about talk.
Oh, yeah.
They're champions. Oh,
yeah. I mean, if it was just about talk, I wish Joe Witt were still the defensive coordinator.
Yeah, me too. I missed that.
I loved listening to that guy talk.
Yeah, loved it, yeah.
I didn't love when he'd calling the defenses. But Miami's physical, Oregon, they play a distinct brand of football, and their head coach is incredible. He's maybe the least, however you want to declare, talk about Cignetti and Cristobal, he's maybe the least jerkish or whatever you want to say.
Yeah.
He's likable, but he's still got that... I'm going to get on you.
Even in the clown outfits, they come out like Jekyll and Hyde. You don't know what they're wearing, but don't be fooled by their appearance.
Yeah, you used to think of Pac-12 teams during that era, and especially teams like Oregon, is a little bit soft.
Mm-hmm.
They're going to run their different stuff that's unique when Mariota's there and those kind of guys. It's cool. It's fun to watch. It's high flying, but it's a little bit soft.
They still had the number one offensive line during that era with Mariota.
Yeah,
they were rated, but you didn't perceive it that way.
Yeah.
It's like Stanford used to be really, really good, and they ran the ball down your throat, but you didn't perceive them being that way. But that's what, forget, you got to go back and really redo your history, and you'll see that nobody really holds that position of being dominant that's not physically imposing.
Well, and that's the thing, is Oregon obviously has now changed that perception.
Mm-hmm.
And Indiana, we already talked about them. They're going to play a physical brand of football. Ole Miss as well. I mean, to see what they've done, and they're a little bit different because of the way that their head coach and all that situation, but to see them overcome that and get to the semifinals is really, really cool. Want to transition, let's go up a level. Let's talk about the NFL. There's a heck of a game going on in Week 18. You got the Ravens and the Steelers, AFC North rivals. It's a playoff game in Week 18. Winner goes to the playoffs, loser's done. There was drama in Baltimore. Sounds like Lamar's going to play. Aaron Rodgers, could this be his final game? I want to talk about that and get into the top Week 18 games. We'll do that next. You're listening to the Sports Junkies with Toby Altizer and Doc Walker filling in on January 2nd.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
I meant those blackout motorized shades.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. I installed these and then got some from my mom. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Hall of Fame son.
They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Blinds.com is the GOAT.
Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide and free professional installation. Rules and restrictions apply.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback, I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. One in four students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.